take all that stuff out, and they had a way to preserve, you know. They knew when they were ready to be used and put them in this bucket, and the water was good. I don't know what it did anything, but it sure was good and cool.
Was there more than one kind of wooden bucket?
Yeah, I'm sure, because some of them were cedar, and some of them were cedar. And I guess the others must have been made of just oak or some type like that.
But did they look the same other than that?
Yeah, they looked the same. Mm-hmm. Often, now a cedar just looks a little different. But I mean in shape, it looks the same in shape. But a cedar bucket is just something different.
Well now,
more expensive and
it is.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Did what do you call your good plates and stuff? You said that's your fine.
Oh, china. Mm-hmm.
When did you ever keep chickens in town?
Yes.
Yeah.
We had some chickens when we first moved here. But there's an ordinance against chickens, and you're not supposed to rear them, and you can't raise chickens in the city limit. And everybody had to get rid of the chickens. But plenty of people had chickens in town.
Did you ever put anything in the nest to make the hens sit on the nest? Set?
Well, you used to could buy artificial eggs.
What were they made of?
I have seen some that are made of glass.
So what would you call that? A
nest egg?
Have you ever heard it called anything else, like plates and a china?
China.
Never heard it called a china egg? Mm.
Just a nest egg. We use for nest egg and all that.
Then we were talking about the kitchen a while ago, and you were talking about the slop bucket. What else would you have in the kitchen? Like, what would you have?
Well, the people didn't keep their slop buckets in the kitchen.
Oh, they didn't?
No. They build, this was in the country. They build a shell outside the back door and put your slop in there. See? Keep it out of the way of dogs or anything. See? Just build your... You know, take a plank and that furniture, you have a long plank, and under this, you've seen how a shelf is here. And you set your slop bucket out there and just cover it up. And well, some people had so much until they would just have a barrel of slop for the hogs.
Well, what other things would you have to cook with then? Like, would you have something to fry things in?
Oh, you had frying pans, skillets.
What's the difference in a frying pan and a skillet?
They're different in the weight. I think it is. And
is one heavier than the other?
Yeah. Let's see if I got something.
I'll turn this off. So the skillet is
the iron skillet we use for frying chicken and bacon and fish. People fished a lot then, you know. And that was a type of meat you didn't have to pay for. And you'd have to fry it in deep fat. They had their own lard. They had homemade lard. And when they killed their hogs, the fat was cut off and they rendered lard. They might go and get a big, you've seen an iron wash pot?
What does it look like?
It's same like the skillet I showed you, and it's huge and it's round.
Does it have a round bottom?
Yes, and little legs, four little iron legs on it. And you set it up, and you can make a fire under it and all around it. And they trim the fat off of the hogs, and put it in this pot, and just let that cook until it made cracklings. And then they would drain or strain this lard off and store it. And that's what they used to cook with. Those cracklings they kept and made crackling bread. You ever heard crackling bread?
No.
You ever heard? Well, there's a song about put on a skillet, put on a lid, mama's going to make some crackling bread. And you take this crackling and put it in cornmeal, you know, and make a bread out of it. Crackling bread. It's good. Really good.
That sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. See those crackling, they get hard. You know, you buy these skins in bags. Oh, well, they, all the grease had taken out of them. But see, when you made your own cracklings at home,